This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of ruling parties decide to give continuity to current alliance. All results of November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly on the first past the post system declared. The toll in gunmen attack in Democratic Republic of Congo reaches 272. And Brazil and Croatia reach the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the ruling parties held yesterday has decided to give continuity to the current alliance. The meeting of the top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Balwatar decided to continue the ruling alliance in the present situation to face the contemporary challenges seen in the country. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the leaders of the ruling parties stressed the need for moving ahead with the present alliance, though they did not get the expected results in the November 20 elections. Minister Karki further said all the political parties would also join the existing ruling alliance to form a new government. Communication Minister Karki added that the process of forming a new government would begin as soon after the vote counting results of the proportional representation system are declared. All results of the November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly held under the first-past-the-post system have been announced. A total of 165 members have been elected to the 275-member lower house and remaining 110 posts will be adjusted by the proportional representation system. In the House of Representatives direct elections, the Nepali Congress has emerged the first party by winning 57 seats, followed by 44 of the CPN-UML, 18 of the CPN-Maoist Centre and 10 by the Unified Socialist Party. Similarly, the Janata Samajwadi Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Rashtriya Swatantra Party have won 7 seats each. Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party secured its victory in 4 constituencies, followed by 3 of the Nagarik Unmukti Party and 1 each by the Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party and Janamat Party. This time, 5 independent candidates have been elected in the House of Representatives. According to the Election Commission, 12 political parties have shared the 165 seats in the lower house. CPN Maoist Centre's candidate Ganga Karki has won the House of Representatives election from Dholaka. Karki defeated his nearest contender Balkrishna Shivakoti of the CPN UML with a margin of 317 votes. Maoist Centre's Karki secured 36,799 votes, while UML candidate Shivakoti received 36,482 votes. Likewise, all the results of the elections to the Province Assembly held under the first-past-the-post system have been announced. A total of 330 Province Assembly members have been elected from 7 provinces. The major ruling Nepali Congress has won the highest 111 seats. Similarly, the main opposition, CPN-UML, has won a total of 91 Province Assembly seats. The CPN Maoist Centre has secured its victory in 54 seats in the Province Assembly elections, followed by 15 of the CPN Unified Socialist and 11 each by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Janata Samajwadi Party. According to the Election Commission, 12 independent candidates have won the Province Assembly elections. The Election Commission says the vote counting under the proportional system of the federal and provincial elections will complete today. Election Commission Secretary and Chief Returning Officer of the proportional system, Gokarna Mani Duwadi said the final results of the proportional category would be declared today. Secretary Diwadi further said the election commission would determine the seats as per the votes the parties would get under the proportional system. He added then the commission would write to the political parties to recommend the names of candidates from their earlier closed list based on the seats they would win. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, held separate meetings with CPNML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Marist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. The delegation led by FNCCI President Shekhar Golcha urged both the leaders to play leading role to protect country's economy as there are multifaceted effects on the economy. The FNCCI expressed concern, saying the first quarter review of monetary policy of the current fiscal year did not address the problems and urged them for their cooperation and coordination in resolving the problems. On the occasion, UML Chair Oli said that he was also concerned about the sensitive situation of the economy. Officials of Nepal and India have discussed the matter relating to disputes resulted yesterday about the construction of an embankment in bordering area between Nepal and India. The officials of both countries convened in the district administration office in Darchula yesterday to discuss the embankment being built by India. Over half a dozen of locals of both countries were injured in the incident resulted from the disputes over the matter. The World Soil Day was observed yesterday with the theme of Soils Where Food Begins. Nepal also marked the day with the objective of raising public awareness on the significance of healthy soil and further sustainable management of the soil fertility. The United Nations General Assembly had in December 2013 declared the 5th December in 2014 as the World Soil Day, and since then it has been formally marked across the globe. We take you to the FIFA updates now. Croatia and Brazil have reached the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup 2022 on the way in Qatar. Croatia defeated Japan in the penalty shootout after playing a one draw in the regulation time. In the second match of round of 16 match held yesterday, Brazil defeated South Korea with 4-1 goal difference. Croatia and Brazil will face each other in the quarterfinals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and Gandaki Province, along with Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather reports now. Maximum temperature of 19.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of ruling parties decide to give continuity to current alliance. All results of November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly on the first past the post system declared. The toll in gunmen attack in Democratic Republic of Congo reaches 272, and Brazil and Croatia reached the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.